this and Monday morning. The hell if it's 435 and 69 is closed down all weekend. It's open today, baby.
Ready to rock and roll,
right? Oh, yeah.
Get back out there and move around the roads again. Mm. People can live and drive and get to where they need to go, hopefully. But I think it's going to be a mess for quite some time. So, JoCo drivers have at it.
Yeah,
a lot of Karens out there not going to be happy today.
I'm going to stick to Metcalf and Nall for about the next 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 months, probably.
Yeah, I'm just not going to go that route anymore.
I think that 435-69 is supposed to be open by October is what they're saying. So we got quite some time before that opens back up again.
435-69-58-109 Celtics in five.
There you go.
There
it is.
Yeah. So this weekend, because I saw Friday, our buddy, a good friend of mine, Carrington Harrison, was like, we'll know the attention of these fans in Kansas City about these Royals with what happens this weekend. Great weather, holiday weekend, school's like hanging on by a thread. Like the teachers have lost the attention span.
We got 10 days. We got 10 days.
I think Lee Summit, for most I've seen, is June 2nd.
Oh, that's a little bit longer.
And then school's out.
Yeah.
But he was like, you know, we'll see from, you know, how the attendance looks. Solid weekend of attendance.
Great weekend, yeah.
I think Friday was the first Friday night fireworks game. Saturday was the Star Wars Skywalker, I believe.
Yep.
And then Sunday was Mother's Day and all that sort of stuff. But 85,593 fans came out to the Royals games this weekend. That's an average of 28.5 a game.
And that's good for Major League Baseball right now. People assume in baseball you need 40,000 there, and that's a big crowd now. When the new ballpark's built, it's going to be capacity at around 30, 33, 35,000 fans because that's what you get for a full baseball game for 81 dates. To average almost 29,000 fans a game, that's awesome at this time of year. It means fans are back in because what baseball usually sees is when you have a good year, the next year is when that attendance really kicks in because people now have it on their minds. Hey, the Royals are coming off a playoff season. You make it part of your spending as a family. Okay, we're going to use our entertainment dollars this year and go to some Royals games, right? Mm-hmm. Team starts winning during the course of the season. A lot of times, and I know I speak from experience, your entertainment dollar is spent as a family, right? You've already allocated it to whatever you're going to do because you weren't expecting the Royals to be good. Mm-hmm. Now that they are coming off that winning season, and you were telling me in the break, third best record in baseball or something like that right
AL,
now.
AL, they have technically the third best record. They have the second most wins in the American
second
League.
Second most wins in the American League. Mm-hmm. So coming off of last season and getting into where we are right now with this ball club, with the amount of wins that they have and the amount of games that they've won and 16-2 over an 18 game stretch, people now have the Royals on the front of their mind. And so they will be out there and you get that residual effect usually the following year in baseball, because again, people already have their money allocated, whether it's for vacations or the Chiefs or the current or sporting, whatever the case may be. But this year, when you're making your family budget and looking around at things to do, you're like, hey, the Royals are coming off a good season. Let's go out there and spend money. And people are coming out in droves now to watch this team.
I think it also, because you were talking about it in the opening monologue, that you didn't see a lot of Boston fans on Sunday. I think there were a few more than we probably think Friday and Saturday. I'm not saying that they're actually from Massachusetts. I don't know why you would leave Massachusetts this time of the year. It's probably like the most, other than the fall, it's probably like
the
sweet time. But I think there are Boston fans like everywhere because of the popularity of the team. So I think they were there on Friday and Saturday, which helps with the audience. Now, obviously, the Royals are off to Houston today playing the Astros. They'll come back this weekend and play the Cardinals. My question to you is, do you think they sniff that 85 again this next weekend, which I think they will.
Yeah, it's a big weekend, obviously, with the reunion and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you got to do all of that and whatnot. And they're playing good baseball, too. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, it's not like we're talking about a team that's, you know, just kind of around 500 and there's not much interest for this team right now. There's a lot of interest for the Kansas City Royals right now. And coming back into town this weekend with, you know, obviously, the reunion being on top of everybody's mind and, you know, all those guys getting honored and it being the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, they're playing really good. They've won seven or eight in a row right now.
Series?
It is. Yeah. I heard that. Yeah, you can take I-70. I don't know if it's open all the way with the potholes and whatnot, and Lucas needs to fix those. But I think where we are right now with the Cardinals and the Royals and the yeah. Cardinals playing some good baseball, the Royals, I think it'll be close to sellouts all three games, if not already maybe some of these games have sold out.
Would you say 90,000 this weekend then?
About 30 a game. Yeah, I think that's my expectation going into this weekend. Yeah. And, you know, I think in sports, the one thing other than winning currently that we love nostalgia, right? Especially in baseball. Like, we look back and you're like, we're honoring these guys from 10 and 85, 40 and 10 years, you know, the reunion and all that kind of stuff. A lot of big names are going to come back and be honored at these games over the weekend. And so you want to be out there. You want to see that kind of stuff. You want to be part of that kind of stuff. And so I know there's a lot of graduations and whatnot still going on, but there's enough for 90,000 people, I think, to be out there this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, this is always one of the biggest like sells in like when people like we used to have season tickets and it was always like in this package you get, you know, a Cardinals game in this and you get that series. If you want this, like the Cardinals aren't here. And like, you know, I've got friends that live in St. Louis and it was always kind of fun because, you know, for some reason, I don't know what it was, but it seemed like the Royals would play better when they played the Cardinals. I know I'm taking three games out of an entire year, and maybe they win, you know, two of them. But it was an interesting series. I look back on the weekend, and my expectation for the crowd was I like that because I was talking to you about it over the thing. I was like, yeah, listen to Carrington on the way home. It's here he comes, you know, attendance again. Yeah. Is it going to be up or down? It's that time because he's not wrong, but it's, you know, par for the course. May, you know, 9th or whatever, your 8th or whatever you had to take. And I'm like, okay, so he's 1 month of baseball and he's, you know, trying to see if people are going to show up to the games.
Right.
And they did. It was Boston. It was, you know, it's fine of a take, but it's like there's 85 this weekend. There's going to be 90 next week in total. And they are still playing great baseball.
Right.
I get it. You want to see more offense. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our eyes are still now finding out if Caglione is going to make it up. Now he's got Hosmer being like, you know, coming after umpires or kicking him out for a clock
violation. But that happened to me in spring training. It was the same thing. Like, don't do that.
And now you've got people thinking that the reason he's not going to, this is awesome. I saw this weekend. The reason he's not in AAA is because they're going to jump him from AA to the majors.
No, they're not going to do that.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's all these theories now.
Right.
And I'm just still sitting back enjoying just being like, whenever it's time, I'll be ready.
Yeah.
Just, I know it. But like, the thing is like, they do. Like, I looked at it last night. They have they have 24 wins. Mm-hmm. They're the second most. Detroit has 26.
And Detroit, everybody looks at as the darlings of Major League Baseball right now, you know?
They've got a hell of a pitching staff.
Yep.
They can, you know, do whatever they need to do. But look, Saturday, everybody lost in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Detroit lost. Royals lost. Twins did win.
Twins have won like 7 or 8 in a row now.
Cleveland lost.
Yeah.
So, like, you lose to Boston 2 out of 3, but also is basically anybody in your division. You're 2.5 out of your division.
Yeah.
I believe that's the number. 2.5 out. They have 24 wins. They have the second most wins in the America. More wins than the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do. Like that's the stat. And they're a relevant baseball team. They've got a superstar. They've got a top 3 rotation in baseball. And they're going to play meaningful baseball all the way into September. And I know that now because what their record says, what this team shows, and eventually I get it. It's like waiting for the Dragons to show up in Game of Thrones. The bats will be here and the bats will start to, and look, there've been waves. There's been, you know, Vinny starting to hit again.
Yep.
Sal seems to stay in the lineup, whether he's playing first base or DH, not catching, but that's there.
Renfro's been out of the lineup. And
haven't seen much of him.
Look, you need your stars to perform. And when the stars perform in the lineup for the Royals, they win baseball games and they score runs. Yesterday, a little rough. Bobby Witt Jr. did not have a great day yesterday.
Right.
You know, 3 strikeouts, and then he popped up in the 9th inning for the first out, and the place emptied. It's so funny to watch Bobby Witt pop up the first base and the place empty. So your stars got to be stars, and if your stars are stars, this team is going to be just fine. And look, just because they don't have the bat right now doesn't mean they ain't working an overdrive trying to get that bat here to Kansas City, right? That's the other thing that we have to understand and realize, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not sleeping. They're not walking around Kauffman Stadium this morning with their coffee going, so, anybody think we need anything? Like, they understand where they need to go. They understand that a bat needs to be here. They understood that in the offseason. They understood that in spring training. The problem is, how do you get that bat here? How do you acquire that bat? And you have to wait for teams to start waving the white flag. Colorado did that yesterday. Pittsburgh did that last week. Once you fire your manager, it's time to start calling those teams and seeing who we can pry away from those big league ball clubs that may be a nice bat that you can insert here in the lineup as a start to a bigger move that could potentially come down the line as we get closer and closer, you know, to the trade deadline. So, you know, Pittsburgh and Colorado have been eliminated, right? They're done because they fired their manager. Mm-hmm. So now we start looking at those rosters. Those are the only two teams right now that have truly given up on the season, because when you fire your manager, you're signaling, okay, this year is done and we're going to try to regroup next year. And also, when you have 7 wins and you get beat 21-0 on a Saturday night, your season's pretty much over as it is anyway. So look at the rosters of the Rockies. Look at the rosters of the Pirates. Anybody there that we want other than like O'Neill Cruz or somebody of that nature, you know, those are the teams that are going to be willing to deal at this point in time. And that's the predicament that the Royals, Dusty, find themselves in right now. They're ready to make that move, but how many other teams are ready to say, okay, we're ready to make that move too?
Yeah, Royals 2.5 out of their division. Second most wins the American League. One of 7 teams in the American League with a positive run differential.
It's great.
They're doing exactly what they need to.
Absolutely they are.
Do you guys have any overreactions from this weekend? Like, does Mac think that the Celtics are never going to lose again? Was the snake really 13 feet long?
Like, it was pretty big. You saw that snake.
No, I didn't.
You didn't get up and look at it?
Nope, I took that shot to Keelan and got in the corner. Yeah. And asked Mac.
No, he actually said, get that thing away from me. I don't want to see it. Yeah. Pretty sure
it was a big ass snake. Yeah. We were watching the Knicks game on Saturday at the house, and my wife took off the grill cover getting it ready for Mac to come get today, which, by the way, I won't be there. You guys could avoid the swan pool that is now in the backyard, please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the pink flamingo pool that the girls needed.
Love
that
it.
Have LED lights. Mac, you'll fit in perfect back there. It's right up your alley.
Pink pony club. Yeah. I'm dancing at the
That's perfect.
Great song.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So we just avoid the pool.
So Rob and I can have a little dip in the pool.
We took the water out of it to move it across the patio. So my wife took the cover off the grill, and I mean a huge snake, just like back in the day. I don't even know if we have it anymore in the system with my mother screaming about the snake.
Get the shovel.
But it was pretty much the exact same type of thing, and with this huge snake, and then we couldn't get it out of the grill cover
as we're
trying to dump it over the fence.
That's the devil in the Bible for a reason, man.
Oh, man. That serpentine thing, man, was just nasty.
What the hell happened, Jim? It's an epic snake over here. I was like, nope.
Yeah, she's like, all right, never mind, can't help you.
That's just my pet Reggie. Have a little backbone. Get a shovel.
So, I mean, like, that's what we were dealing with. So we flipped it over the fence this time. I didn't drop it in a bucket of bleach like I did the last one. But that one was in the house. This one was outside.
Yeah.
So we kind of let it go and do its thing over the side of the fence. And I watched that thing.
Snakes.
It just kind of like went, like, what do you call that?
Where
it slithered right into the leaves and into the mulch and disappeared.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that snake is right now.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we had that. That was a little bit of an overreaction.
Even when it dropped, Bob's like, oh, F, that thing is big.
It was huge, yeah. Like, it was like 13, 14 feet long. I mean, this thing was huge. So my overreaction from the weekend is the Knicks won't win another game of the series. The Celtics are going to take this thing. And I told you that going in.
That makes me more nervous.
And I don't know that it's an overreaction or just reality. I mean, you know, this is still a sleeping giant in the Boston Celtics. They're still the best team in the NBA. They're still the defending champs. This is Patrick Mahomes being down 24-0. This is Patrick Mahomes being down with 13 seconds to go. This is Patrick Mahomes being down 10 in a Super Bowl. Are you really giving up on the Boston Celtics? I am not. And I know my Knicks fans' friends are like, we're screwed. Like, it was immediate
gotcha.
Doom and gloom after that game, which it should be. Celtics came in there, throttled them. It wasn't an entertaining game at all. It really wasn't. I mean, you know, it was not entertaining from the tip. The most entertaining part of the game was watching the celebs in the crowd on Saturday. Very uninspiring game. The Knicks won't win another game in this thing. The Celtics got this thing on lockdown now. That's my overreaction for the weekend.
Game 3 is must win.
Mm-hmm. I think whoever, yeah, Bob said whoever won game 3 was going to win the series.
Yeah.
So he said in your patio.
Yeah.
And I kind of, my overreaction was the same. Celtics in 6. Now I feel a little bit different knowing that you think that too. That makes me feel better.
He's back.
But yeah, baby, Celtics in six. Let's do this.
What did you see out of, like, the Knicks are coming home 2-0 to a home crowd, and they gave me Dallas on Thursday night against Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, wet fart. That's another one. Like, it's just like I was so excited, ready for the game, and like they gave you nothing to get excited about.
And Brunson after the game, yeah, we kind of came in with the wrong mindset, feeling like basically like I don't know what the word is. I'm trying to think of the word, but like satisfied. We kind of came in satisfied, wrong mindset. And it's like, whoa.
Well, you're a professional athlete. You should never come in satisfied ever. That's a recipe for disaster.
That's a red flag to me. That was a red flag.
Yeah, you get Homer Simpson more control of that team.
Yeah, I mean, that was
weird that Homer Simpson's the coach of the Knicks and Mr. Burns is the commissioner of the league.
That's right.
And they were for the same. They were for the same.
Who's Barney the coach of?
Oh, God.
He was that guy, Tom Sula, out in San Francisco a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't know who Barney would be, the drunk.
Hey, Homer!
You're back again. Yeah. My reaction was my thought process in the car this morning about Scottie Scheffler. So this is going to sound crazy. You know, he's only won two majors. You know, it's the same major. He's won the Masters twice. Exactly. He's only won two majors. And I say only. He's won the Masters twice.
How many have you won, Dusty?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not out here saying I can shoot under 100 at the Masters from the tip.
True, yeah, yeah.
I know where my at. I can't shoot 90 at Adams Point. And he's won the Masters twice. Now, he has finished second in the PGA Championship and another one in 2023. This is PGA Championship week. So if you want to introduce Hannah, let her know that the storylines are starting. Thursday, they will tee off Quail Hollow, North Carolina. Great course. Can he win it? Can he win another major besides the Masters? Scott didn't have to prove me to anything. But I just found it interesting that he's won one major championship twice, and yet you would think that Scotty's won, and he's won gold medal. So that helps, too.
That helps.
That's a big one.
That was recent.
Very recent. So, like, can he win more majors than just the Masters? Can he win another major? Can he win on a big, big stage again? Like, he's been great. Like, he just won that tournament by, like, 9 strokes at his own, like, home course. That's cool. Can you win another major besides the Masters? And I just kind of rattled my brain a little bit that Scheffler, who's been the best golfer in the last 3 years and has all these accolades and all these top 5 finishes and all these wins and all this, one major he's won twice, and that's the Masters.
Damn.
Go give me that PGA Championship, and then I'll take all doubt. He's like 98% there for me, but there's like 2% reason. I'm like, yeah, Augusta, you carve up. But how come you're not carving up?
How
come you're not carving up?
How come you're not winning elsewhere?
Well, I mean, he's winning on the tour. I don't know. I could look up the numbers of how many career wins he has on the PGA Tour, but it's probably like 12. But like one major twice.
The way he gets talked about, it's a lot different than that. That makes sense. Kind of a legacy, a little bit of a thing for him.
Which then goes to show you the career Grand Slam is kind of interesting for Rory McIlroy, who, yes, Scottie Scheffler's been the hot one now, but Rory won the career Grand Slam. Mm-hmm. He won the Masters. He's won every major. Scotty's won one twice.
Jeez.
Maybe I'm just being a Richard Head here.
No, that's no.
But
I like
just
that.
I find that interesting.
No, that's a good storyline for this weekend. I'm excited. I told Hannah about it last week. She's like, okay.
Quail Hollow, baby. Yeah, one of the most gorgeous things you've ever seen in your life with your naked eyes.
Who is the favorite right now to win that thing?
It's either Scotty or Rory.
I would assume Scotty, but
yeah, if you went to DraftKings or FanDuel, I bet Scotty's like plus 425, and I bet Rory's like plus 500 or something like that, or plus 450. It'll be, and that's crazy for a golf tournament. Should be like, everybody should be like plus 2,200 or higher, but these guys are so effing good that it's like, Scottie Scheffler, plus, I think one point Scottie Scheffler was a negative for a tournament.